When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I figured since you don't have email, I figured I couldn't let the opportunity pass for you. So I have a special guest coming for you,
well,
Si.
Who got?
Well, look over your shoulder,
Pat. It's Wendy.
Look.
It's the little lady Wendy herself.
Look.
Oh, she brought him a BLT.
They asked me BLT, what was your favorite meal, and I said a BLT, which they don't have on the menu. So
no,
you have like the
just
first.
For you.
This is not even on y'all's menu.
No, it's literally just for you.
Well, I got to taste it then. If it's even on the menu.
See? Yeah. Look at there.
And the
fries. Okay. Okay. It's on a hamburger bun.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. I've never had that. Let's see.
Look at him.
Oh, don't worry. I heard that bacon. Ooh. I got y'all swag too.
Okay.
Oh.
You got the
big
one.
Look at Johnny D smashing them French fries.
What's in there?
This is the best thing ever.
Yes.
See, look. Now, y'all can talk all the trash y'all want to about me, but I don't ever leave you out.
He was so kind and said, y'all have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to come back. So we did release a new Frosty.
New Frosty.
Uh-oh. Frosties.
Uh-oh.
Nobody said there'd be ice cream.
Ice cream.
Now, this is a surprise for me.
Oh.
Hey. Oh. Where's my spoon?
Yeah, I think great.
Look at
now, here. Now we got something going on.
Nah.
My wife is going to kill me that I when I tell her I had this.
Why?
Why?
Because she loves this.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
That's real good. Man, God bless America.
What's that built out of?
I love this country. I really do. I mean, it's unbelievable.
You like that frosty?
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's good.
Okay. We're going to have to take a break just as I get his ice cream. Otherwise, he ain't going to talk.
We'll be back after this message.
Okay. I hadn't had nothing like this in so long. Thank you, Wendy.
That's so good.
Did you know in 2004, two double stacks of Biggie Fry and a Biggie Coke after taxes was $4.77, Godwin?
I didn't know that.
Sounds like you did.
On the reg.
Man, what a life. I love America.
That's because you can't cook.
See, boys,
you just let them cook.
Si done got so excited about Wendy that he had to slap that oxygen back on. Look at him.
Martin, it's just a good day.
It is a good day.
Well, I wish I had my...
heart rate monitor?
Yeah, heart rate monitor.
I'll check your pulse. We'll it's check. High. It's
yeah,
high. Yeah, his heart's beating out of his chest. He met a superstar.
Yeah. But Wendy and her boss here.
That's like...
They brought us all kind of good stuff.
I know.
First, the BLT, which is not even on the menu, which it will be in the future.
You're welcome for that.
We don't know.
I appreciate
that's
it.
Not them saying, that's you.
Yeah.
But he's tried.
No, they did ask me. They said, well, if we come, what does Uncle Si like to eat? And I said, a BLT. They said, oh, the chicken one? I said, no,
with peanut butter
just be... L and T. And that's
don't run it.
Yeah.
My dad put peanut butter on it. No.
You don't like it?
Oh, no. Good. No.
That's why your dad did not start a restaurant and Dave Thomas did.
Well,
if he was putting peanut
butter
on it.
Everybody loves peanut butter on
come up just a
got
little
you,
bit.
There you I got you, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Peanut butter on a BLT.
But look, I'm out at an event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually in South Carolina, but they didn't think the hotel in South Carolina was good enough, so they went across the border in North Carolina, and that's where we stayed. Well, after the event, I was hungry. Got in late, you know, and I said,
and you went to Wendy's.
Oh, no, this is the hotel.
No,
I know this one.
This is the hotel BLT experience.
I told Philip, I said, hey, call downstairs and see if, you know, what do you feel like eating? He said, I don't know. So he called me and said, hey, what y'all got on the menu? You know, and they said, BLT. I said, okay, yeah, fine. That's what we want. So, tell me, send us two each, you know, french fries and some tea. So, it comes up. Now, you got to understand. My taste buds are ready for a BLT.
Yep.
Well, hey, I bite into this thing and something foreign in it. And as soon as I do, it's I spit it out.
What was it?
It was a stupid fried egg.
Fried egg.
A fried egg on a BLT.
Well, yeah, they had a 50-50 chance of getting that right.
Hey, I'm against that. Eggs and tomatoes and lettuce, that dog.
So I told Philip, I said, hey, call them back up and ask him, hey, do you speak English?
Uh-oh. BLT, oh, did they?
BLT. That where is fried egg in that?
Where's anyway. The E?
Oh, yeah, I never said give you a BLT and an just E. Had an egg in there.
Should have went to Wendy's.
Should have had peanut butter.
Look, they listen.
They listen.
They all give you what you want.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, I'm serious. I might take a shower when I get home after I ate about, you know, two bites off that BLT.
Juicy.
And juicy wasn't the word. There it was fake. Running everywhere.
There you go. Yeah.
But Martin, in the hierarchy of things that you've ever done in your life, was getting invited to a all-inclusive, you know, special run breakfast by Wendy herself. Now, that has to be up there.
You know me. You know my affection for Americana.
Yeah. And so, Dave Thomas.
And Dave Thomas.
He's up there with Mike Lindell.
So there are some cool ones that have reached out because of social media and all the things.
Every once in a while.
That I just say yes to because, like, Wendy's is a part of my childhood, like a part of my life. I mean, I was the same way in high school. We're all broke teenagers, right? So you go.
Two double stacks, Biggie Fry, Biggie Coke, $4.77 in high school.
That's what I'm saying.
And I ate it every day.
You could eat it every day for $5 or less. We were making maybe $5.50 an hour at our three-hour jobs after school.
$5.15 is minimum wage.
That's what I'm saying.
One hour got you Wendy's.
I don't know
how it works anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, there are certain brands. So, like, Wendy's, when they reached out, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Ding. Like, Little Debbie's another one.
Yep.
That I was like, absolutely. Another one that I think is hilarious, and I keep all of their marketing boxes, is Busch Light. I don't even drink. Like, I mean, I may have a beer with a dinner at some point, but I don't know. I don't casually drink or anything like that. But their marketing stuff is so clever that I'm like, yeah, I keep that. And I post about it because it's hilarious. And so when Americana brands reach out to me, my answer is always yes. Like, there's no... The answer will always be yes.
I've reached out to Wendy before. And that's how much I love it.
So, yeah, when Dave Thomas's namesake comes rolling through the inbox and says, hey, would you like to stop by for breakfast? Yeah.
And we met Wendy.
And you brought her here,
and I'm forever grateful.
Well, Wendy said she was a huge fan.
And that's bigger than going to, like, meeting Mickey Mouse.
And I just looked at it as, like, a God thing. She's like, she's a huge fan of Si, huge fan of Sadie. And I was like, wow, we're actually recording today.
Yeah.
You know, if y'all are still in town, just swing on by at 1 o'clock. And they're like, really? It's like, yeah, it's fine. No, I mean, she said, I said, y'all know where the office is? Like, no, I said, it's not even a mile. Like, I mean, it's just straight right that
way. You got to pass three Wendy's to get here.
Yeah.
I got a question to ask you. They probably can't answer it. It's probably in a vault.
What's
who come up with the idea of a square hamburger?
Fresh, never frozen.
Fresh, never frozen.
They don't cut corners. What just happened?
Wow.
In this duck call
that
room.
Was actually fine.
Wow. They don't cut corners.
They're off camera, but she said that's because we don't.
Have you got a degree?
No, she said it, not me.
Oh,
you
I
didn't
thought
hear.
You said
no,
it.
If I was that good at marketing, I wouldn't be in this chair.
I was to take my hat off. I didn't think you was that smart.
They don't cut corners. Oh,
that's why it's a corner.
Is
on
that
the
where that come from?
Oh, my word.
I don't know, but that's everybody else, 75 years old,
what do you expect anyway?
Everybody else cuts their corners off their patties. I have to remember that.
Wendy's doesn't cut
corners. They don't cut corners.
That's what I'm eating at home, square hamburger.
From now on,
I will never patty that sucker out again.
Never.
Speaking about that.
Uh-oh. He's back
still on it.
Okay, he got his breath back and his heart rate's down. Boys, more frosty.
He met a fine redhead. We're just now coming back down.
And this isn't by any means a Wendy's commercial, but kudos to them, too, on that orange dreamsicle frosty. That thing tastes like the 1900s, man. I went straight back to being a kid.
I like a dreamsicle.
I took me a few bites. I never left that. I wanted the whole thing.
So I never left being a kid.
Back to being a kid. I never left it.
He never left it.
Well,
he's,
boys,
he's putting his headset back on. He doesn't need the oxygen anymore because we've calmed down.
He doesn't need his oxygen, but go ahead and get you a couple more bites off that Frosty. Let's take a break. Oh, we'll be back right after this.
Yeah, let me get your mic out of the way.
Why would you want your tree not to grow fast, and why would you want to hire and figure it all out when it's just right there at the tip of your fingers?
Go to these people.
Buddy,
they'll do it all for you.
Look at this fast-growing tree.
Yeah.
And you're giving back to the environment, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's way better than just putting up a dead wood fence. You know what's better than a dead wood fence? A live one.
I breathe on this tree. It breathes on me. It's a fast-growing tree.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. I love it, though. I love planting stuff. And look, as a guy who last year had I redid my flower beds, but I paid a guy to do it because of the boys and not having time. Let me tell you something. That is extremely expensive. And if you want to save you some time, save you some money on some things, just go to fastgrowingtrees.com and they can help you out. Look, you go there, you can tell them where you're at, what you're looking for. They give you a full list of things that would work for your situation. Boom, order. It's coming to you. And if you need
it's not a trial and error.
No, they know. Yeah. They've already done it.
They've done it. They're smart. Listen to them.
You don't have to guess. So if you want fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, whatever you want, they got that. So much more. And if you're interested in it, they got it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online. Your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation for forever. So, I mean, like, we got persimmons, we got limes, we got lemons now at the house. I don't know what would be next.
But and they may or may not grow in your area.
They may not, but that's why I got on there, click Louisiana. Yeah. It's I think we're like Area 8 or something like that, if I'm remembering correctly. And then they give you a full list of fruit trees. Like, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can grow here that I didn't even realize, to be fair. But
big time.
Figs, crab apples, like there's all kinds of stuff that can make it in Louisiana. So you can have your whole dadgum orchard if you like that kind of deal. Plus, you don't have to worry about driving around to nurseries and wondering how long that stuff's actually already been on the lot and all the things. So whether you're looking to add privacy, you're looking to dress up the place, you know, make it look better, whatever you want, they have got you covered. And this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code DUCK at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you. All right. And we're back.
Right.
And we're back.
I really now don't
We've peaked.
Yeah, I don't know where to go.
You've peaked in life.
What to do.
We met Wendy.
Life is good. We got Frosties delivered. We got BLTs made off menu items. Like,
I wanted the whole thing.
Well, Godwin, I'm proud of you for not smashing it. That shows how far you've come.
I got me a little taste. It was good, too.
Yeah. I can appreciate that about you, Godwin. That's a tough one, but it's good to be back. I missed the other one. My kids tried to kill me, so
they do that.
Wow,
they tried to snuff you out.
Yeah, they gave me a stomach bug, buddy. And I'm talking about I ain't been that sick.
Colon cleanser,
buddy.
How much weight did you lose?
I lost 9 pounds in 3 days.
Sounds like a good time. If that's what you're attempting.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it was bad.
So you're back to eating now.
Well, you notice I didn't finish that ice cream. I still don't trust. I don't Dairy trust product. A whole. And that was what was weird, because they invited me to that deal. And I was like, man, why am I coming off of like a sickness when they invite me? If I went there, I ate a few bites of the stuff. It was pretty good.
I would crush.
And
favorite breakfast food is sausage, egg, and cheese.
Biscuit?
Salmon.
Oh, they got one there. It's good. I've eaten that one before.
The sausage there is good?
Yeah, it's actually really good. It doesn't have like that funny taste to it. It's actually really good. Yeah.
Breakfast food rules.
Breakfast is almost the only thing fast food I eat. I mean, that's the only.
Breakfast in general.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone somewhere and they're like, hey, we're having eggs, waffles, and bacon, and you were sad about it no matter the time?
No.
You wouldn't be.
No, I hate that people pigeonhole it into you got to eat it in the morning times.
Oh, there's nothing better than Brenner.
Breakfast for dinner, baby.
Everybody likes a little wine with their pancakes.
Oh.
I do.
Anyways.
I ain't heard that one, but I like it.
Yeah, that's what Brenner's all about. Si, that was, have you recovered from meeting that redhead?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking on you.
So I got a handmade BLT. He met a redhead.
And he's been having dreams.
And he eat ice cream. But it started with, I've been having weird dreams. Yeah. I hope this ice cream will settle.
That's
it.
Right.
So
yeah.
Dude, I got to know.
Dreams you been having?
They're so crazy, it's hard to remember.
Really?
That's what I'd say.
No. Just stupid stuff. I was trying to think. I told it to my wife, and then I've already forgot it. And she just died laughing.
Well, I know I dream. No,
and she's a tough crowd.
I don't know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You make her laugh. Yeah. You've done something.
Oh, man.
She's the only one that knows about your dream?
Huh? Well,
she's the only one.
Sounds like we're going to have to get Miss Christine back there.
I mean, it's left.
What are you being chased?
No. Oh, I remember what it was now.
Kind of like to see when it's over your head.
No. Yeah. I was naked, the first thing.
Okay. So you were in your childhood.
And then I was holding the infant, second thing. And the infant had a bowel movement all over me and itself.
Oh, you didn't have a dream.
All kind
That's
of
a
people,
nightmare.
Here's the thing that was crazy about it. Then all kind of people showed up, okay, at the house. And come in, and it was all just, everything was just, okay, well, this happens all the time. No, it don't.
Huh.
Yeah, and then I woke up.
I say, you ain't had a dream. That was just my Saturday night when the boys had the stomach bug. I wasn't naked. But
hey.
Was you eating Cheetos?
No, hey, here's the thing, yo. I had been drinking and none of that, you know. So I'm just saying, hey, it's just crazy
What's
stuff.
That?
That's not what? Even.
Yo, I'd expect it if I'd been drinking.
Had you been taking weird medicines?
No, I hadn't been taking my regular medication that I take,
Have
which
you,
is not
you
much.
You eating anything new? Like
no.
You know, sometimes foods give people weird dreams. I don't know what it is.
Well, no, because I'll tell you about when I got on the kick and I asked y'all what was Jesus's blood type.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my dreams. You know, God went, psst, hey, Si, wake up. I want to tell you something. You know, and it was something,
what was his blood type?
Well, it's got to be positive first, okay? Then
Jesus
it's got to have resurrection
guy.
In it, okay? Uh-huh. So positive resurrection. And it was about four other things that I had put in there that I've already forgot.
For a blood type?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have just said he was the universal donor, whichever one that is. Isn't that O? Is that O positive? Or?
O positive is
yeah. That's the kind
that can
I
give
got.
To anybody.
Yeah,
it's either O positive.
That's the kind
or
of blood
negative.
I got.
You're O positive.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
But see, he wouldn't be. It's not universal.
The all time.
It could be cosmic.
Oh yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Anybody can have it.
Yeah. Oh,
even the other universes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's got. No. That's another
there.
Thing. Al done a lesson though Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, and after he done it, it was Jason. Al had told him, I want you to preach Sunday.
Yeah.
And gave him what he wanted to preach on. But anyway, I went back and read in Hebrews, he created more than one world.
Okay.
I had never read that before.
Huh?
Where Hebrews, in Hebrews somewhere, it says, I think it's in like first verse, about the witness, but it's got worlds, plural, in there.
Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses.
That's Hebrews 12. Yeah.
But he says, it may be at the end. That's 11 one, right?
Yeah.
11, 12 one. We're not unashamed,
I had never caught that.
We'll have to go back and look.
I mean, we are unashamed. We're not unashamed.
You're discussing Hebrews 11:3.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm saying?
I guess.
Okay.
Well, really.
Through faith, we understand that
it actually says worlds.
That
plural.
The worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It's the Greek word for ages or periods of time.
World is?
Yeah, I don't know. That's deep.
Yeah, that's a...
I'm not your guy.
Well, yeah. I got one.
But Jesus loves you, and I know that much.
Yep. And that's everybody.
Every Amen. Single one of you. Doesn't matter what you
No want. Matter how many worlds there are.
That's that.
No or what that world. Definition is. Yeah.
That is yeah. true.
Oh, and another thing. Somebody sent in the question about, okay, do fish drown?
Oh, yeah, Martin's here. We had a whole discussion on fish can drown. I know what he's going to say. Can fish drown?
No.
Oh.
Well, that goes against everything Stone said. Never mind.
Well, you have to ask yourself the question.
Can fish drown?
Because I went and looked it up in Webster before I said I was going to make, I was going to do some more research.
What is
the definition of drowned?
Well, I'm thinking they'd be water. And
according to
an air breathing person or animal gets stuck in liquid.
Yeah.
That's going to drown.
But it actually says, okay, my deal, it's a technicality on how it's worded. Okay. Drowning would not be the proper thing
so
for
would
a fish.
So a fish out of water drowned on air?
Yeah, because he breathes water.
Mm-hmm.
But they can. It's one of them oxymoron deals. What you're actually doing when you drowned is you're being suffocated by water.
Yeah.
That's true.
Which I would say a fish can be suffocated by water, correct?
He does, but it's a lack of oxygen that actually...
Yeah, that's what gets you.
Yeah, that's
what gets
you.
But just like if somebody sat here and blew an air nozzle of 500 miles an hour in your mouth, you're going to choke to death.
Yeah.
You will not survive it. So just like if you're dragging a fish behind a boat, he is going to, in fact, drown.
Goblin said, get them manners up. You're going to drown them.
You're going to drown them.
He does a better Goblin impression than me. And Stone said, as only Stone would. And Goblins were alive and Stones were all dead. So they drowned.
My answer is, okay, they really actually do not drown.
They're choked.
They suffocate.
Suffocate.
Okay. Because they live in water.
Do fish get wet when it rains?
Nope, they get under a log.
Get under a log.
That's right. No, they get under a log.
That was Evan. From West Virginia's question on the last episode, which y'all missed.
Yeah.
And
I said I didn't want to give an answer until I'd done further research.
Evan and all his homeschool friends got together to discuss drowning fish, and I was like, come on, homeschool. And then turns out they can. So sorry, Evan. Yeah. I'm the one in the wrong here, and I apologize. Hey, look, it's important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for 4 or 5 years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. I sell worms and crickets and shiners. I don't have time to be figuring all that out. What's good, what's not. That's why I trust the guys over there. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing at each step of the process. AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of manufacturing partners, and sustainable practices. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by putting it all in one simple scoop. Ain't that right, Si?
That's right. One scoop will do you.
You could have all the different stuff on the shelf, or one scoop will do you. Got one?
Drink it while it's hot.
There it is, baby. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics and probiotics and digestive enzymes. You know why? Because that's for gut support, and I like my guts. Look, we've been doing this for a while. We've been drinking it every morning. I pop that thing in, drink that, hit my workout, drink my protein. But first things first, I drink my supplements with AG1 so I'll be more focused and have better recovery, better overall feeling throughout the day. We've been partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duh. That's drinkag1.com/duh. Check it out.
But that's how, I mean, I just deduced from doing all that that those fish were in fact drowning from, well, but from choking from
in,
not.
In the summertime when it gets hot.
Well, yeah, you knew that. Oxygen, was, you knew that was going to happen. Yeah. Yeah.
And they act suffocate.
Well, what about ghosts? You believe in ghosts?
Uh oh.
Ghosts? Is the duck call room ready to go down the ghost road?
I don't know. Yeah.
Beth is nodding her head. 1,000% there's ghosts.
Or no, I think he she's thinks, just, yeah. I think she's nodding her head that she wants us to go down this road. I don't know that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I'm saying, yeah, there's ghosts.
Well, okay. Give us some evidence of what you're talking about.
It's in the Bible.
Luke 24.
What does it say?
When Jesus, when all them boys run up in that room and locked the door after they killed him, and then he appeared to them, and he told them to touch him. A ghost don't have flesh and bone like you see I have.
And the Holy Ghost.
So for you not to be, for him not to be a ghost, that means that there has to be a ghost.
Hmm.
Correct? Huh? I mean, that's what you're saying, right?
Must be.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, wait a minute. Jesus was not a ghost.
That's no. What, but that's what God was saying.
That's what he was saying.
Well, hey. Yeah. Then there ain't
said,
no ghost.
He said, touch me. A ghost don't have flesh and bone like you say I have.
No, but what he's saying is Jesus is acknowledging the existence of a ghost because you can't touch a ghost, but you can touch me.
1 Samuel 28, Saul asked that crazy woman to talk to Samuel's ghost.
That's the old ghost.
Just saying. And I think they call her the Witch of Endor. And I ain't going near it.
Because
I don't like all that stuff.
I got a question.
But she brought that old boy back.
Do you feel like you've had any experience?
Oh, no, no, no.
Ghost?
I don't even go to scary movies.
Yeah.
There's no need for
he
that.
He said, no. Nah,
I believe it says avoid every kind of evil in 1 Thessalonians. Come on, unashamed. Bring it. And so I just do that. Yeah. So any of that kind of stuff.
I just do that.
How come ghosts have to be evil?
Ain't no Casper.
Well, I always
well,
mess
they
with,
made a movie about
I always
it.
Mess with Brittany because, like, probably at least one night a week, about 11 or 12 o'clock, Jackson will be asleep and just start dying out laughing. Mm-hmm. And he is asleep. Right? But I tell her, I was like, oh, yeah, that's just Dad going in there and talking to him, telling him jokes. It's fine. And she's like, are you serious? I was like,
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Dad was a pretty funny guy. I mean, he probably just wants to come see his grandkids. Like Jackson obviously likes him. Like it's,
I don't know.
I can see.
I like the way you're thinking there. I do.
You know, I don't know.
I do. He's never dead. As long as you're having discussions about him.
Yeah,
they're never dead.
And I don't. You know, as far as I don't. I mean, to me, honestly, I don't think I've ever had a ghost. Experience. I mean, I don't.
You would
but,
think it would be 50-50 though. Like half the people are super rude in this world, and half are friendly. So you could run into a friendly ghost.
Yeah,
but I think friendly ghosts aren't
sure
being ghosts.
Sure, there is. That's Casper.
Casper.
Yeah.
So there might be friendly ghosts.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look, if there's demons, why can't we have friendly ghosts?
Now we're going down another route.
Well, hey. Well, since you asked about ghosts.
Oh, boy.
Well, hey, do you believe in demons?
Yes, and they believe in Jesus. And they shudder.
No, the reason is they know Jesus.
Yeah, and they scared of him.
Yeah.
So you should, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Fear God.
Yeah.
Put it on a bumper sticker. What do we do?
Hey, fear is the beginning of knowledge, sir.
Ain't that the truth?
That's biblical.
That is so good.
Hey, yeah. Well, no.
Let's preach.
That is true.
Well, no.
Yeah. Why you think I don't like mountain lions?
Wow.
I know better. They will eat you.
I hope one day you get bit by a black panther.
Oh, I don't.
I wish Jace would.
Lord,
I don't. Wouldn't that just be great?
I've told Jace that before, that if one snuck up behind him and actually sunk his teeth in his rear end, he still wouldn't believe.
Thank you.
I'm convinced, like, if one of them cats got after me, I'd die of a heart attack well before the cat killed
me. Well, that's like snakes. That's been a snake.
Remember that last
he wouldn't
year?
Have to bite me.
Just come up there?
If I just thought he did, that'd be it. My heart attack.
Remember heart that attack. Last year with him in Wyoming?
Mm-hmm. There's
one in the bow range.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing that people don't realize. Depending on their food source, Uh-oh. If they've got a plentiful food source.
Ghost?
No.
Oh.
Snakes.
Plentiful. Oh, okay. Plentiful.
They will get, won't even believe how big they'll get.
What's that, a snake?
Plentiful. A snake.
Oh, yeah, they get big now.
Because, hey, my buddies that work on pipelines sent me a rattlesnake picture that they got in the ditch while they was, you know, doing the pipeline.
Yeah.
Hey, this thing was 7 foot long and big as them Congo jumps.
Oh, he had some stakes on him, didn't he?
Guarantee you.
It was unreal.
I meant to bring in my treasure I found the other day and show Si. Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
You found y'all treasure?
Hey, bring me some coffee.
Y'all keep talking.
Wait, hold on. You found treasure? And he's just leaving.
If it's what I think it is, you better not bring. I got a knife.
I know what he's after.
Where's my big knife? Give me that big knife. This little one don't do the trick.
Whoa.
Where'd you get that?
Oh.
Look at that.
Hey.
That's pretty cool.
Where'd you find that?
That's a loggerhead.
He ain't been dead long.
That's a loggerhead.
Let's think about him. We ain't going to be able to leave him here too long.
I had some of those in my front yard.
Where'd you find him at?
Dallas, I found this the other day.
How cool is that?
Now, this story's going to get weirder before it gets.
Are there ghost turtles involved?
Well, I don't think there's a ghost turtle, but
that is a loggerhead shell.
That's an alligator snapping turtle.
Yeah. Is that their rib?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his ribs. How that connects.
I didn't know. I thought it was just a.
See? Look up under there. There's his backbone.
I thought it was a solid piece.
See? There's his backbone, his ribs.
All right, tell us the story.
That's a scute, actually.
A scute.
Oh, here we go. Biology, man. Doesn't know if fish drown.
That's a scale.
But what do you mean? I said, I would say yes.
Just kidding. I'm sorry.
So this is where the story takes a weird turn. So I pull up the other day I notice things are weird. Like traffic has stopped and I'm trying to get back to the office, but I don't know why. I pull up to the office and my buddy, who is the newly elected coroner for Ouachita Parish, is in our back parking lot. And I'm well, what are you doing here? And he said, well, we're investigating a death. I was like, oh boy. Okay. That's weird. And I said, was it on our property? Like, why are you at Duck Commander? Yeah. Like, what happened while I was gone?
A weird lunch break.
Yeah. And he was like, No. He said, a boy stepped out in front of the train right down here at the end of the power line. And I was like,
oh, right back here.
Yeah, right here.
Oh.
Yeah, right. I mean, the power line runs through our back parking lot. And he said, is there any way to get from here to there? And I was like, well, we're going to have to put on. I said, we can walk there. I said, we're going to have to put on some boots. I said, it's wet. And he said, well, just show me the way. And so I walked back there. And I got as close as I was going to get. And I said, all right, the rest is on you. You just keep going right there at train tracks. You see them. Like, you can get there from here. Well, when we stopped there and we're just talking, catching up for a second, and looked down, and there lay this alligator snapping turtle shell. And I was like, and he just kind of kicked it and looked at it. I said, do you want it? He said, no. I said, good, I'm taking it.
Martin.
And so, because that's a cool turtle, man. That's
what are you talking about?
I wonder how old that one is.
That's not a very old one. This is a little guy here. Yeah. This is probably, I'm talking about alligator snapping turtle years. About he's probably only 20.
20 years old?
Yeah, he's a young fella.
I think he's 25 to 50.
Yeah, he's a ghost now.
I mean, he's 15 to 20. Yeah. I mean, I looked all over, so, me, the nerd, me. I looked all over back there for the rest of the time for his skull, because their skulls are really cool. Like, I hate to.
They look like a dragon.
Yeah. When all the meat's off of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a really cool skull, but I'm going to keep the shell. And I think what I'm going to do, I'm trying to get it unstinkified, one, and then get it lacquered, get the scutes put back on it, and then I'm going to put some little backpack straps on it, and Jackson's going to be a Ninja Turtle for one Halloween.
There you go.
But with a real turtle.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I'm not just a fan, Martin. I'm a fanatic.
Look, by now, we love our Tommy Johns here. And look, you can elevate every morning with Tommy Johns second skin underwear. What you put in your pants can make or break your day.
True story.
There you go. And the luxurious support of second skin guarantees everything will go smooth. smoothly. It's like having on.
You remember, like in 2004, when you wore them boxers and you had to shove them all down in your pants and you felt ridiculous.
Oh yeah, then you had to reach. You had to pull your boxers down so your pockets.
There's an art to doing that. Yeah.
Oh, I kept hearing bail.
Praise the Lord, we don't have to do that anymore. No, thank you, Tommy John.
Yeah, thank you, technology. Thank you, inventors. Thank you, Tommy or John. I'm not sure which one of you to thank,
but I appreciate you both.
But
and both of me appreciate you.
Look, and the best thing is when you wear Tommy John, you're much more comfortable so that you can do everything better. Tommy John stylish and soft second skin underwear has dozens of comfort innovation like a supportive contour pouch and breathable, lightweight, moisture wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys everywhere love their Tommy Johns. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers.
We have fanatics, boys.
I guarantee you. Like the one who raised the most comfortable boxer briefs ever, there's no downside. Buy one pair, and you'll never want to wear any other underwear again. Or, you know, one said he's been trying different brands of trunks for the past few months while wearing a similar product for the past 3 years. Second skin is the most comfortable I've ever worn, hands down.
Guaranteed.
Your most valuable assets are always covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. And look, while you're there, don't sleep on the add-ons that Tommy John has there. They're not just an underwear company. They just sent us some stuff. They sent me a
t-shirt. Long Johns.
They sent me a t-shirt.
I love their shorts.
That's the most comfortable t-shirt I've ever put on. I know that's wild. It's a t-shirt, right? Unbelievable how comfortable it is. They were nice enough to throw Brittany in some stuff in the last box.
Hey.
We then turned around and ordered six more of the sports bras that they sent, which was one for every color they had in stock of her size.
Oh, yeah. Miss Christine. Hey.
Hey, yeah. There you go. That's the way my wife was. She loved it.
Hammering the people that make bras.
But not anymore.
Hey, that one from Tommy John's fits her perfectly.
Tommy John fixed bras. Didn't think you'd hear that on the Duck Call Room, but we're here to help in every situation.
Just Christine loved the one day.
And it got kind of cool lately, and I wore my Long Johns from Tommy John's.
It's been a little cool lately.
Ah, here we go. Look, we love them, and so will you when you get your Tommy John's. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/duck. Save 25% for a limited time at TommyJohn.com/duck. TommyJohn.com/duck. See site for details.
What an ordinary day, boys.
But I am going to put some straps on it. Jackson going to be a Ninja Turtle. Duh. I don't care.
That's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
I really do.
No, I ain't going to. I mean, when I'm out in the woods and I find stuff like that, there's a 10 out of 10 chance I'm keeping it.
Hold on. It's like the box turtle.
Box turtle shells, you bring them home.
Yeah, it's like the box turtle.
I do, yeah. Red ears, I don't. Like red ear sliders, they get got by coons all the time. They
got them.
They're a dime a dozen for them turtle shells. But
I used to think them box turtles were cool until I found out that they actually are bunks bait with a rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah, they all live together.
They live together.
Well, they got a hard shell. They can.
Well, he's got the drive-in garage door.
Yeah. 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 He said, I get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You buy it all you want to.
Yeah.
He just locks it. He just locks the garage door.
Yeah. He said,
but they're cool looking.
Oh, yeah. No, turtles are awesome.
Yeah. Turtles rule. They really like pizza as well.
That's why. Hence, I said Jackson, not Waylon. Okay. Oh, Biggin.
That will be cool, though.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I haven't, I hate to see that an alligator snapping turtle died because they struggling a little bit.
Reckon what got him?
I don't know. I don't know how he ended up there. You know, there's not a real large body of water here that
he would be dead.
He come from one.
Oh, yeah. No, he went. He took off walking. So he's probably a young
probably
male.
He probably come from over there at all behind the.
Between Whale Road and here.
Yeah. We just had that rain. Well, no, he'd been dead.
No, he'd been dead longer than that. He probably sometime last year.
I saw an alligator right up to whenever we went to that little park over there.
Oh, Restoration
Park.
That's
probably where it came from.
Yeah. There was probably, he's probably a young male and a big one got to whooping on him. And he said, no, I got to get out of here,
I'm getting out of here.
And hit the railroad tracks and then probably couldn't cross them and turn around and started walking down them and just ran out of water, ran out of stuff. But. Yeah, I don't know.
Run out of habitat.
It was weird to find him back there, but, you know.
I'm looking at his scales that he's got on. You know.
Oh, he got some big
scoots.
Scutes.
Yeah.
S-C-U-T-E-S.
I tried to remember. Scoot.
Well, what's this knob called?
What, these three? They're just called three rows of dorsal lateral spines?
That's what I said.
Right now across the back. That's how you tell the difference between an alligator snapping turtle and a common. A common is smooth across here. The alligator's got three rows.
Then the other one,
you can hold the shell and he can turn around, bite you.
Yeah,
not him. Yeah, that's the common. That's the common.
Oh yeah,
and they get that big.
They don't get that big, no. They get like 30, 40 pounds. I mean, I think up north some of them will get like 50 pounds, but not gigantic. Like, these things will get 200, 300 pounds.
I think so.
But, no, he can't get you. Like, alligator snapper, you grab him right there, you can do whatever you want to with him. He's like me. He ain't got no net.
But don't do the flat shell that way. No, or the slick shell.
Yeah, no, he'll turn around.
Cut a thumb off.
That sucker's neck so long, he can bite his tail.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I ain't messing with turtles.
You grab him by the back feet if you're going to tote him anywhere.
Really?
You grab him by the back feet. Like, because I move them off the road whenever they're nesting so people don't. Because for some reason, these rednecks around here like to treat them like target practice or something.
Question. Sure do.
Like, I mean, I'm like, bro, you had to swerve to hit that
to
turtle.
Get him.
Like, why? What'd he do to you?
I accidentally hit a turtle one time and it got on his back and it was spinning like crazy. Oh, yeah. I felt bad, real bad about it.
Look, I've hit them too.
I felt terrible.
Even when I was a young youth and didn't know no better driving, I'd probably swerve. I probably swerved and hit a couple, but once I got a little sense about me, why would you do it? Like, it's dumb. So now when I see them, I get out. I throw her in park, and I get out and go take them off the road.
Like a wheelbar.
Hey, I forgot to tell you to finish another story. A guy on Caddo Lake in Streetport.
Oh, that's full of them.
Okay. He caught one as big as his table. He chained him in his yard and charged $1 a ride.
That's not true.
Hey, you ask my brother Phil Robertson. Wow. He had a loggerhead turtle the size of this right here.
No way.
And kids would be on that turtle's back giving this guy $1.
Yes.
Did you ride it?
I didn't ride him. No.
Johnny D, if y'all ever expand.
What in the name of Jurassic Park? No way.
If y'all ever expand the honey hole. And have
turtle
like,
rides?
Like have like a mini Bass Pro experience in there, like with an aquarium or something. Can you please work with Black Bayou and get a turtle that kids can ride?
Bite your kid's hand off.
Hey, I tell you what, you need to talk to some commercial fishermen.
Them things look too evil.
I know one
what are you talking about?
Catches turtles all the time.
Look, on this deal right here, there's a whole program at ULM. I didn't work under the herpetology department, but I helped them. Where you go, we would go out to Black Bayou out there and put out hoop nets with sardines in them.
Yeah, yeah.
And catch these things, and then they would radio transmit them. They'd put the transmitters on. And I'm talking about, I got pictures of me with them as big as they grow, buddy. Like, I ain't got none like that.
Hey, Donatello.
That's a little probably inflated.
That is not a story. This is the gospel truth.
That's the 5%.
There was a loggerhead turtle as big around as this table.
Gospel truth.
A guy chained him to a tree,
an
oak tree.
With a chain.
And, hey, charged kid $1 to get on the back of that thing and ride it. And you couldn't come by there. There'd be a line and they'd all be riding.
But there are reports like in all. Like,
did Phil ride it?
Huh? Phil didn't ride it. But I guarantee you talk to Phil, I guarantee you he's caught them all. What size of a number three washtub?
Yeah. And there's stories of them like that.
Size of a number three
washtub. I'm telling you. I believe you.
I've ate some turtle before.
Oh, I was going to eat it, but then until they didn't
taste
clean
like
it
chicken.
Because, hey, they had that old scaly skin left on them. They didn't clean it.
Hunter, you okay?
Hunter, you ate turtle?
Yeah, I've eaten turtle.
You've eaten turtle?
Yeah.
It didn't taste. What does it taste like? Turtle?
It's like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more fishier.
I looked over. Hunter was getting queasy
chicken,
over there.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Filet mignon, chicken, bologna.
What? Filet, chicken, bologna, huh?
They said there's several different types of meat.
How come everything got to taste like chicken?
Oh.
Because it does.
Yeah.
I had alligator the other night.
It don't taste like chicken.
Chewy as chicken.
Alligator stout. He tastes like a gar.
Ben said, that's terrible. Carter liked it.
Anyway. I tell you what, that fresh alligator that you just kill and put it and cook ain't chewy.
Yeah, he's a little better.
He's a little better.
Well, everything's always better if it's fresh.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's like catch a bass on the pond.
Still no good.
Filet him and cook him right there.
Unless he's a little Kentucky bass. Yeah.
He said, no bass.
Okay. Or crappie. Or brim.
What an interesting day.
Yeah.
We started off with the Greek word of worlds.
No, we started off with Frosties.
That's right.
That's right. You don't forget about that,
with
Hammer.
Little redheaded Wendy.
Oh, boy.
And now we're talking about turtle soup.
That's right.
There you go. Unbelievable. What a lot.
Tastes like chicken.
Well, we'll take one little quick break, and then we'll get in that inbox.
All right.
How about that?
I will if you will. You don't take it.
You know, we've started Are You a Redneck? And just so we're all clear, if you've ever chained a turtle to a tree and charged children a dollar,
yeah,
you are a redneck.
Or
and
shot
if you've
a
ever
stop sign.
Paid a dollar to ride a turtle, you are a redneck. But Steve emails in.
You're definitely redneck curious.
And he said, well, I got to find out if I'm a redneck. He's about to move to a town called St. George, Ontario, Kanata. Beth got excited. Beth said, oh, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, hey. He's excited about it. And he just, I don't think he needs to ask if he's a redneck. He just sent proof that he's a redneck. Yes. Yes, sir,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is that?
That is
multicolored mule deer tattoo?
On his calf.
Oh.
Okay. It's kind of camo-ish.
Well, it's mule deer on one side.
That
and
is as redneck as you can get.
Buddy?
That's an evil deer.
An evil-looking deer?
That's an evil-looking deer.
Redneck calf tattoo from Kanata. I'm telling you. There's a lot of them up that direction.
I know, eh?
Calf tattoo definitely jumps you to the front of the line.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm going to get one now, and it's going
to
be very colorful.
Top of the
list. Okay, Beth emailed in, our producer Beth.
Did she?
Because she needs to hear a story, and I didn't know she'd never heard it.
What story?
It's magical, and I'm going to TX, that's going to be Texas. Okay, Texas Ranching commented on YouTube. Finally got Si's book after the podcast, hearing us talk about it. His favorite story that he cries laughing every time is whenever Si was in a little place called Vietnam and had a tire stolen. And Beth has never heard that story.
That's my favorite, too.
My friend?
The floor is yours as soon as you put your mic back on your phone.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm in supply, okay? I'm also the driver. We live in Canto, South Vietnam. We live downtown in a hotel, okay? And we work at the Air Force base 5 miles away. So every morning, the troops would get in my dish and a half. I would drive them to the airfield. At 5 o'clock, they'd load up, and I would drive them back to the hotel. So look, it's 5 o'clock. They load up, and look, the dish and a half has got none of the bowls on it and no canvas. Open bay back. Look, and there's probably what? Oh, at least, I'd say 20, maybe 24 troops on it sitting on each side above the tires. That's important. Okay, so we pull up at the gate to leave the airbase. They wave me out. Okay, so hey, this deuce and a half is a manual 5-speed, okay? First, second, third, fourth, fifth. Okay, I never got out of like your third gear. I never got below 10 miles an hour when I pulled out of the airbase. I pulled in at the yard at the restaurant, not the restaurant, the hotel. I pulled in where we parked the trucks. I'm locking up the truck with a chain and lock. They are unloading, and one of them jumps off and says, hey, Rob, you're missing an outer dual. And I said, ha ha, yeah, last nice try. I was already headed toward the hotel.
Nice try.
So the other one says, hey, look, it's a couple more still getting off. He said, hey, seriously, you're missing an outer dual. So I walk around there, and there ain't nothing but the stud sticking out, and the guy's fixing to climb down, and I said, hey, hold it. And he said, what? I said, you were sitting right above the tire that is missing. What in the world happened? He said, I didn't see or hear nothing. And I said, dude, you're sitting above the stupid tire that's gone. Surely you had to hear or see something.
All right, one more. Then my other favorite Vietnam story, the engine block in the pond.
Yeah.
You heard that one?
Okay, yeah, and I got a chance to hear it too. to reclassify something I had said that was in error. So look, I tell you, I'm in supply. So the company commander comes to me and says, hey, order me a decent half engine. Because here's what would happen. We would have a convoy go from anywhere, just say from Saigon to another town. Well, they'd get shot up. Charlie would hit them, and they'd get shot up, and just everything on the vehicle shot to pieces. Mm-hmm. Well, they would bring that back to us. We would strip it of everything usable. And then I, being in supply, and I had a rough terrain forklift, I would pick that frame up of a 3/4 ton and go drop it in the pond right by our garage, you know, motor pool. I've been doing this for 6 months. This pond is deep. Okay, so look, my engine, you know, comes in. Their air base calls me and says, hey, Robertson, come on up here with the deuce knife, get your engine. So I go up there, get the engine, come back, pull in the motor pool, we unload it. This thing's in a metal container, and it's bolted down. So the mechanic gets out the tools, unscrews the bolts out of it, takes the lid off of it. Okay, now this thing is airtight. Okay, it's got rubber where it fits together.
This gaskets all the way
gasket around. All the way around. And this is going to come into play later. So anyway, okay, so look. The mechanics take everything off, the top off. They put oil in the engine, brand new engine, put oil in it, you know, get it right. Hook a battery to it, crank it up. Boom, you know. Hey, this half engine's running good. Tell me, all right, put the lid back on it, you know, bolt it back up, and we'll put it in the you know, frame, you know, of the new deuce tape we got. You know, so that night, unluckily, guess who's got guard duty? Me, yours truly, and a couple other guys. So, look, yo, we come together at the motor pool, yo. We've been walking around like 300, 400 yards around the motor pool and this pond, yo. So, we had just left the motor pool, going about 50 yards apart, and we heard a metal sound, clank, clank, metal on metal. You know, so look, I got the radio and I said, hey, pop a flare over the motor pool area. You know, poof, you hear it, poof, They shot it up in the air. The flare busts in the light. Okay, it's the parachute. The wind's covering it over that pond. Well, by this time, me and this other guard had walked up and we're watching. That deuce and a half is in the water. And there's a Vietnamese on each side of it. And they're doing this, one arm in this deuce knife engine. You know, well, this deuce knife engine in a container weighs 3,000 pounds. So I used to say, hey, you know, I asked the kid, you know, I said, hey, do you see any flotation device? You know, and he said, you first. You know, because we're looking at this stupid thing that weighs 3,000 pounds going across the water with one on each side of it, just, you know, dog paddling with one arm. Well, hey, look, the thing is airtight, so it floats. Before, I've told this story 1,000 times, but I had forgot that stupid thing is airtight. It floats.
That's a way not as good story as the all of them standing on each other's
back. Well, no. But anyway, so look, when you had guard duty and anything happens, you have to make a written statement of what happened. So I make my written statement, and y'all, and the lieutenant, the officer of the day, says, hey, Spec 4 Robertson, you know you're going to have to put your signature to this, right? And I said, yes, sir, I know that. He said, really? And I said, yeah, I know. And he said, well, wait a minute, just off the record. He said, I got to ask you. He said, I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How do you think they pulled it off? And I said, well, I said, it's going to take about 40 of them, sir. And I said, but the one that I'm impressed most with is the guy on the bottom. I said, because this clown's got 39 others on top of his shoulders. Okay, So he's got a lot of weight to be walking on the bottom of that pond with.
I can't even listen to those without laughing because I know the punchlines and they're good.
Man,
Beth, have you heard about Eagle the Pigeon? Okay. No. I was about to say, the boy, his next episode going to be easy.
That's a wild ride for sure there.
Oh, yeah. Goodness gracious.
Send us out of here, Johnny D.
I got the verse we were talking about earlier. It was King James. I'm going to go with NIV. They use the word universe instead of worlds. But it's by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. That's Hebrews 11:3.
And hey, folks, being in the military, we have to have a command voice. Hey, when God spoke it to him, you talk about a command voice.
Amen.
You need to listen to that light. One.